And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is our Halloween special part two after the first one we did bizarrely in July. And this is the Morlocks, One Foot in the Grave. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Morlocks, San Diego Garage Rollers, Tony.
Ooh.
They came originally via Hound Gorge Records, I think. We haven't played a track by them for quite a while, but that's a cracker to kick off our Halloween special. You know, we always do the best Halloween shows, don't we?
We do.
A track called One Foot in the Grave. What is the Morlocks Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/ The Morlocks Band.
Facebook.com/ Morlocks, MORLOCKS, followed by 777.
Huh.
Facebook.com/ Morlocks 777, making it Paulie B Internet 1, Tony 0. And I reckon they've gone with 777 because they're one better than the devil.
Of course.
On each digit. That's what I think. Hopefully we'll play some more by them in the future as well. This will be the point in the show, Tony, when I tell a joke or a poem, but I've had neither.
Okay.
So if you've got a joke or a poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email. Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it is a poem. I'm sure that I was told a joke on Saturday night, Tony, but I can't remember it.
Right.
But I did get stuck into the bishop's finger. We will be finding more out about this as the show goes on. But we did meet up in the flesh, didn't we?
We did, yes.
Yeah, and it will feature throughout.
Yeah, it will do. Yeah, in various parts, yes.
Yeah, it is going to feature throughout. Instead, I'm just going to play on this Halloween special, unless you have some Halloween facts, Tony.
I don't.
Very good. In that case, then, we'll play two songs in a row. Stay tuned for, you'll see why we do the best Halloween shows. It's the music, not the chat. Stay tuned for Zombie Garden Club. But first up, a band called The Cavemen. Tony played them quite a lot this year. All the way from New Zealand. Mad garage punk young lads going for it like you wouldn't believe. Hairy types, you know, the kind your mum and dad would be ashamed of. What is The Cavemen's Bandcamp page?
TheCavemenNZ.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. Was that a big enough clue?
Yeah.
Yeah. TheCavemenNZ.bandcamp.com. They are originally from New Zealand, now relocated to London, playing all over the world all the time. Absolutely brilliant. Tony One, Paulie the Internet One, and this is Stand By Your Ghoul. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Well, Zombie Garden Club on a track called Kicking It at the Crypt. They are, Tony, Zombie Garden Club, originally from Toronto, now based in Nashville, and that's the third or fourth song we played by them. First heard about them by Bongo Boy Records. I'm on it this week, aren't I?
You really are.
What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Zombie Garden Club.
Simple as that. Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 1. All that's left to say in this section is, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. So what you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. Would you like to hear from you? All comments received with thanks. Messages, not so much. But comments, we do love to get them. Three this week.
Oh, blimey.
Positive flood. So, we just wanted to last
don't
week.
Don't talk to me about floods, Tony. No. I've been waiting for a plum all afternoon.
Really don't want that. In response to last week's show, Stuart Fast Cars Murray got in touch just to say thanks for playing our song.
Thank Which you, song was it? Fast Cars.
Fast Cars.
I now get it. Which I was really surprised at. I'm really glad they saw it because, they're one of the bands that we played on the Harmony in My Head compilation out now on Cherry Red Records, who go back to the late 70s and then they split up and got back together again. And I didn't post anywhere other than putting, I think I had their Twitter handle in a tweet that I did, but it's really nice of them to get in touch and go to the trouble, and I hope you guys are well.
Nice. Yeah, great. Right, and I think now, this is in response to possibly a comment we did a couple of weeks ago. So there was some confusion where Simon Knott posted a comment and then it disappeared.
Oh,
it went
yes.
away. Simon Knott came back to us.
In fact, on this spooky Halloween show, let's find out what really happened.
So we saw it. I thought I was going mad. You thought that maybe Facebook had deleted it. We just didn't know. He says, sorry, I deleted the post.
Da, da, da.
There you go. I thought better of it. Didn't want to upset anyone, just in case Tony didn't like to be vocally likened to a celebrity physicist. Well, I've had worse.
I don't think you'd have minded it. He's a good-looking bloke, isn't he?
I wouldn't have minded.
Sounds all right.
Wasn't he also a keyboard player at some point?
He may well have been. Yeah, he was in a band, wasn't he?
Yeah, was he D-Ream or something?
Brian Cox was indeed in D-Ream, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. I'll take that. That'd be fine.
But you know, I'd have been more upset about that.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah... So that's from Simon.
They did things could only get better, didn't they?
They did, which we heard a lot in 1997.
I was about to say, which is Tony Blair. Thank you. How wrong they were. D-Ream, your fibbers.
They are. Yep. Cheeky physicists.
But anyway, I'm glad that's cleared up, Simon, and we look forward to seeing you in February.
Yes. And finally, Crash Induction's got in touch.
Hello, Crash Induction.
Hello, Crash Induction. Thanks, P&T, for playing us last week and coming along to see us at the Sumac Centre in Nottingham. They say you should never meet your heroes, but it was a pleasure. For us, probably not you. And we found out so much more about the men from Punky, such as Tony's horses and emo. All the Radio 2 rats are about Tony, and an invite up the Pelham is a euphemism. Thanks, Paul, for the offer, but next time an offer of lube as well would be appreciated, and all the best, Psycho March Crash Induction.
Now, you did say radioactive rats very quickly there.
I did. Radioactive rats.
Yeah, but we will be talking about how every single one of the songs they played live had the chorus Tony, 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 Tony.
Pleasure.
It was, yeah. It might not have been them singing it, but... And a pleasure to meet Crash Induction. Lovely bunch of blokes.
Lovely blokes.
It's a shame I couldn't get them up the Pelham.
Well, there's always next time.
And
the horse is an emo.
That conversation.
I think I was talking to Mark the drummer. I posted a picture on the Facebook page. He is such an emo little shit. But yeah, so he is.
But there, your horse is an emo. Hey, but that means that you'll be able to feed it dishes of kitten blood.
Exactly.
On Halloween.
Yeah, that's it there for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
If we didn't go into much detail about Crash Induction there, it's because we will be talking more about it in the next bit.
We will.
But first, the Country Dark, Tony, Finnish Trash and Rollers. They are always good for a Halloween track. I've got a feeling we played them on a Halloween show last year. This is from their most recent album, but they have got more than one. They're very interesting. Finland, a very interesting place for music.
Hmm.
And the Country Dark are no exception. As you are about to discover, this does not sound like it's a band from Finland, but it is. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Country Dark's Bandcamp page?
TheCountryDark.bandcamp.com?
It's as simple as that. Tony 3, Paulie being Internet 1, and every skull has a story. Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Country Dark. Every skull has a story. You can see how Halloween is unfolding.
Mmm.
Absolutely. And I hope you are enjoying your Halloweens wherever you are, if you're listening to this on exactly Halloween. If not, I hope you had a good time or you're about to have one. I don't really get it.
Yeah, no.
No.
We don't really... Well, I've never really bothered. Certainly as a kid, was never Halloween bothered, and now, really not. So,
well, I think I told you what happened with my brother, didn't I?
Did you, Adam? Well,
probably... When my brother was about 6 years old, so this would be about 1979, he heard about Trick or Treat as an idea, because it wasn't a big thing here then.
Yeah.
And he didn't really know what to do about it, other than you went and knocked on people's doors and said Trick or Treat when they answered the door. So anyway, him and his mate Lee, who was to say, he might have been seven, it might have been 1980. I was playing football across the road and I watched him go around to this bloke's house. The bloke was called Mr. Phillips. He was the father of a lad who was at our school. My brother went round there and Mr. Phillips answered the door and my brother went, trick or treat. And Mr. Phillips says, oh yeah, what's that then? And my brother said, oh well, basically, you give me a treat of some kind or I do something nasty to you or your house. And he's went, oh, so it's effectively money with menaces. And my brother went, I suppose you could say that. He goes, well, in that case then, good day to you. And he shut the door. Right. My brother walked back to the end of the drive, picked up a pebble and lobbed it through his window. He wasn't dressed up or anything, my brother. He was just in his normal kit, didn't even have a mask on.
Right.
We were on the other side of the road playing football, just all looking at what happened there. Anyway, my brother went, he's rubbish at trick or treat, and just stomped off.
Right.
But anyway, we're talking about what we've done last week. What did you do last week?
Well, apart from the usual horsey shenanigans.
Well, let's have a horse update first, shall we?
Right, so we've got the horse, which I think was Tuesday last week.
Is it still called Manuel?
The working title. Up until we change it, yeah, he's still Manuel the dressage horse.
Right.
he is a emo little bitch. I mean, and I was reminded, it's not just me saying that. We've got this little... we've got a folder on the computer where we share all the documents, and Steph's done this. Steph called it El Catito Sangre.
Right.
El Catito Sangre. You know what that is?
Which means
Spanish
which
for kitten blood.
Kitten blood.
Kitten blood. Kitten blood.
That's fantastic. So, are you saying that Spanish for tiny cat is catito?
Must be.
That's brilliant.
Catito Sangre. Kitten blood.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. So we've got like those bits for him, like rugs, and we do the electric fence. Although we tested it, saying the electric fence doesn't work, so we've got to go back and redo it. So there's stuff like that, really. And apart from that,
a black and white stripy saddle, and we've given him a choppy choppy mane.
We haven't chopped his mane yet. She's letting it grow out so it can be proper kitten blood.
Brilliant.
He's probably getting a little quiff on.
I want photos.
Yeah, put it on the
so it gets some eyeliner and. Really upset about stuff he doesn't need to.
Yeah, pretty much. Apart from that, I went to a gig with you.
You did, at the Sumac Centre in Nottingham. The Sumac Centre is an anarcho-vegan collective that raises money for homeless children. I thought in Nottingham, but this show was for raising money for children in South America, which I thought was, that's not thinking locally and acting globally. That's thinking globally and acting locally. That's completely the wrong way around.
It is.
I still dropped a fiver in for the food and a fiver in for the bands because it's still good cause and all that. And they do have some great bands on, but the way it's organised is mad, isn't it? It's just a big house.
It's just a big house, yeah. It's very strange.
Yeah. So the first band on, it was Eagle that runs the things with a bloke called Danny on acoustic guitar. Eagle's misses singing. And a keyboard player. Yeah. A bit odd, wasn't it?
It was like Anarcho Phoenix Nights is what I was thinking.
It was Anarcho Phoenix Nights, yeah. But it was all right, though. It was all right. So they were on. I had the food, by the way, Tone, which was a peanut, sweet potato and carrot stew. Very nice, yum, yum. Can't help thinking it would have been a little bit better with a couple of sausages, but that's just me.
Yeah.
And then after that, Crash Induction went on, and they were rather brilliant, weren't they?
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Good set.
They're a very energetic bunch for men of their age.
I did enjoy it. But with the contrast to the first band, I was really kind of ready for something a bit more shouty.
They were. I was the only person down the front. I didn't really know why. Until the lead singer started jumping about and running about, making his own one-man mosh pit in the middle of the place. And I was quite happy I was down the front. So he jumped past me to all he's jumping about and shouting.
Yeah, I did suggest to the drummer afterwards that he maybe needs to come out of shell a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was a bit nervous.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe next time.
No, they were brilliant, and it was really great to meet them all. And hopefully, when they've got the new album done, we'll play some tracks of it.
Yeah, and it's good to know. Apparently, I sound a lot shorter on the podcast than I am in real life.
Yeah, well, you have got a very short-sounding voice.
Apparently so. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, I'm not sure where they got that from.
No, really don't. Anyway.
Because that would make out I sounded tall. Yeah, don't think so. No. Anyway, it was great fun. The band on after them are called Radioactive Rats.
Yeah.
And they weren't so much your thing, were they?
In my head, I was expecting a bit more psychobilly or something a bit along that ilk. Or at least punk, but it was more... Well, the drummer got on stage with a Slipknot t-shirt and a Scream mask on. So the bells were ringing. So it was like metal, really, wasn't it?
It was more like metal. And some of it was a little repetitive, but it did lead to chants from someone at the back of Tony, 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 Tony.
Yes.
Quite a lot, who clearly had heard them before and knew the songs.
Well, I was drifting off after the second song, but we got re-energised when I realised every song was about me.
Yeah.
Then it all got all right again.
I'd had enough Bishop's Finger by then to start shouting. but I'd had so much Pigeon's Finger by then that all I could shout was Tony. Very good. And the last band, I don't really remember the last band.
Oh, I left before you the last
left,
band.
Didn't
yeah.
you? Because you had a choice of Mohammeds.
Yeah, I had an Uber, and one Mohammed was coming to pick me up, then he cancelled me. But then a second Mohammed came and picked me up, and he was all right.
And it was all fine, was it?
It was all fine.
So I watched about half the last band. They were good, actually. And then I went to get last orders in the Mighty Pelham. And as I walked up there, my mates Jags and Jazz were walking out of there. And as I walked up to the pub and they walked away from it, they went, best luck in there, you'll be the only one in it.
No.
I went, yeah, right. Well, I walked in and I was actually the only one in it because the barmaid was outside having a fag.
Oh.
I was the only person in the pub. So I had one drink and I staggered home. Didn't fall over any walls, got in. Can't remember the rest. Great night.
Successful night.
Let's play a song by the Fabulous Poodles.
Okay.
All right. So, Fabulous Poodles. These are another one of the retro cherry red box set things. Earlier this year, they had a retrospective come out. This is from the vaults. They are from the vaults. We haven't played this song before, but the retrospective came out in July, I think. And I spotted this song in it. I thought, I'll have that for Halloween. They are London pre-New Wave, Tony. They were formed in 1975, became well known for their antics on stage with exploding ukuleles and various props flying about and what have you. And they were quite a laugh. They had some funny lyrics. And their lead singer was none other than Tony Demure, aka Ronnie Golden, who has become a mate of mine over the years and is a musical comic. So it all worked out quite well. We're going to play a track off it now. They do have a Facebook group. They haven't got a Facebook page, they haven't got a website, because they haven't been going for about 30 years. But they have got a Facebook group, a sort of fan group thing. Do you want to take a guess?
Facebook.com/group/fabulouspoodles.
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah. Facebook.com/groups/77373756154/. And why is that, Tony?
I've got no idea how groups work. Probably default URL issue. Yeah.
They probably haven't got a default URL. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it makes it probably be Internet 2, Tony 3, and this is Vampire Rock.
Is swirling round the stones. Somewhere off wild creatures moan. The graves are opening and one by one. They always shy the light of sun. Faded robes go spinning round. Feet that never make a sound. Lightning flashes, thunder roars. And we are flapping on the doors. It's a vampire rock. And they're out for your blood. They'll drag you down into the mud. Do the vampire rock and roll. Vampire rock and roll. Don't listen to the siren's call. Don't get invited to the ball. Don't be deceived by lard and flesh, 'cause you won't get no SOS. And don't you touch no doctored wine. You won't be singing Auld Lang Syne. They leave no shadows when they dance. You should have split, you've got no chance. Their drifting fangs will get you now. The undead always wins somehow. It's a vampire rock. And they're out for your blood. They'll drag you down into the mud. Doing the vampire rock and circling round and round to run the troubled mind to ground. They're everywhere you turn today. They're moving fast, they're here to stay. They'll bleed you dry of every drop and hunt you till you gotta stop. You can't escape that grip of steel. Their only interest is a meal. It's a vampire rock. In that out for your blood, they'll drag you down, down into the mud. But it's a vampire rock.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Good time to be playing Cemetery Surfers on this Halloween special. That's worked out quite well, I think.
Excellent.
Especially as we've also had bats, smashers and something gnarly. It's all worked out all right so far. That was Fabulous Poodles, Vampire Rock, part of the retrospective that has come out by Cherry Red Records. So you just type in Fabulous Poodles, you'll find out all about them fairly quickly. They're not all over the net, but there's lots of stuff about them on the net. Right.
Right, okay.
Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide. Tony. yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. But this week, one isn't actually. I've got two gigs this week. First up,
Hang on, Tony, just before you do the first one, just hearing you do that then, I reckon your Scooby Doo impression might be alright.
Yeah?
Oh, shall we? There you go, not bad. And I completely forgot to do Paulie's movie review, which I was going to do this week, about Bohemian Rhapsody, so I'll maybe have a quick mention of that in the next bit.
Okay, good idea.
All right.
So first up, Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
With a gig in Brighton. So this Friday, the 2nd of November, King Salami, the Cullen 3 are playing, with James and the Ultrasounds and the Cretins.
Right.
Now... He's put the address, which is 11 to 12 Queens Road, Brighton. Where the bloody hell is it actually going to be? What's the venue called?
Might just be around someone's house. It might be like the Sumac.
Oh, can you imagine? The Sumac of Brighton.
Can you imagine King Salami in your front room? That'd be amazing.
There you go. It's the Hope and Ruin in Brighton.
The Hope and Ruin. They are one of the greatest live acts currently in the UK, King Salami and Cumberland 3. If you've never seen them before, make sure you get down to Brighton to see them. They are terrific. And hello to the drummer, Eric Beaconstrip.
It's featured on the BBC television shows at some point. I saw them last year, yeah.
They've even been on telly.
They have. They're a great band.
They are superb live.
And with the international theme, I've got another one from Mind Bruder's Porn Scars.
Deiner German Bruder.
Oh, yeah.
This is a guten Gedanken.
Guten Abend. Ja. This is hi, Bruder Tony.
Mein Bein ist gebrochen.
Yes. Porn Scars have a new gig coming up this Friday. So same day, Friday 2nd of November, they're playing the Rote Incel in Berlin with their friends War with the Newts.
Everyone should be friends with War with the Newts.
Exactly. So, and it's their record release show. So, Pat, again, entry is a donation of whatever you want. First band on at 10, and that's Porn Scars. And he says, thanks again, man, and good luck with your horse-related shenanigans.
You do have horse-related shenanigans.
I'm big with horses and Germans.
Right, Fred Bluka. And
yes.
We will be featuring Porn Scars at the end of the show.
Oh, excellent.
How exciting.
All works out, doesn't it? So that's
it really does.
That's it for gigs.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Forgot to do it, Halloween.
Tony.
Was that the horse or was that Scoop? Right. So I think it's about time we journeyed to the mystical island of Ile de la Réunion, Tony.
Oh.
The furthest away department of France in the world, the furthest away place where the euro is currency, and the home of Mothra Slapping Orchestra. who sent us a CD quite a long time ago now. And then they said, we've got an album out, can we play that? I went, yeah, send it electronic. I don't know how they get there from Ile de la Réunion, so just do it electronically. And they've got the internet there, you know, it being, I thought France was a third world country, but no, they haven't got it. And yeah, it's come straight to us. I thought, oh, I'm having that. This came to me a while ago. I thought I'll save this for Halloween because it's so ripe for it. What is Mothra Slapping Orchestra's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Mothra Slapping Orchestra
facebook.com/Mothra-Slapping-Orchestra-1901259310163 And why is that, Tony?
No, it's their default URL, haven't
they? It's their default URL. I keep meaning, I've got a load of bands that I want to just send them a message going, it's really easy to sort out your Facebook page, and I keep forgetting.
Ah.
Oh, never mind. If I get the chance, I might remind Mothra Slapping Orchestra when I let them know that we played them this week. Anyway, hello to Mothra Slapping Orchestra, who I believe are the only psychobilly band on Ile de la Réunion.
Oh.
And on the off chance she's listening, hello to Penny Wildsmith.
Formerly from Mansfield, of course.
Formerly of Mansfield, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. All right, so what I need to know, we've done that, so that makes it 3-3, doesn't it?
It does.
It's Paul B. Internet 3, Tony 3, and this is In Love With My Vampire.
Thank you.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Portsmouth was slapping orchestra a track called In Love With My Vampire, or in French, Dans Amour Avec Mon Vampire.
Nice.
Yeah. I got my French going down, Tony.
Yeah.
And that's not to be confused with On Kool-Aid DJ, which is what me and my mate Giles shouted in 1995 on holiday in Le Touquet, but that's another story. Now, what are you doing this week?
So, this week, no more horse related shenanigans. I'm putting up the new fence tomorrow. We're going to redo the fence. And my sister's over from New Zealand. Not seen her in about 6 years. So, she's popping over for a week to visit. So, I'll be spending a bit of time with her family for once.
Right, so you're going to get her straight involved in helping out with the horse, yeah? Because, like, they're used to the outdoors, aren't they?
Yeah, I thought so, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
she can do that, sort that out. But yeah, so family horse related, that'd be pretty much it, really. What are you up to?
Well, this very afternoon, while I was waiting for the plumber that never showed up, Tone, I had someone come out called Lucy, who is a journalism master's student at Nottingham Trent University, and she came round to interview me about my tour.
Oh.
Yes, because I've been nominated for the annual whatever they are tourism awards in Nottingham that are held, and that my tour is nominated.
Oh, is it an experience Nottingham job?
Yeah, one of those things. Cool. Yeah, one of those. Yeah. Anyway, the award ceremony is on Thursday, and I can't go. So, because I've got a gig on Thursday night at the Engineers Arms in Henlow, which I believe there might be one or two tickets still available. If you go to engineersarms.co.uk, you should be able to find out about the gig there. It's a cracking lineup. It's Sol Bernstein, Charmian Hughes, Roger Monkhouse, and me comparing. A combined comedy age of about 406.
Nice.
Should be brilliant. And then on Saturday, I'm doing my show in Oslo at Horgan's on Hegde Haugsveien, and it features Alan Francis and Pierre Hollins, and that's going to be another great show as well. You can find out more about that oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. Advanced tickets are available, or you can show up on the door and pay cash, but if you do that, it'll be more.
Ah.
Now then, so anyway, I don't know where this interview that's happened today is actually going. I didn't find that out, whether it's going to be posted online or whether it's just a thing for a project or whatever. Completely forgot to ask, because, you know, she started asking me questions about me, Tony.
Oh dear.
Well, that was it, wasn't it? I was off. So why don't you start asking me questions about me? You don't expect me to include you in the conversation. So I didn't find out what it was about.
Right.
She just walked in, asked me some things, I spouted on for about half an hour, then she left again. It could be anywhere. Yeah.
Huh.
It'll be anywhere. Right, excuse me. I did so much talking this afternoon. I've got a frog in my throat, Tony.
Oh, you are down with the French.
I am indeed. Well, one's quite clearly down on me at the moment. Right, let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
In classic Halloween style, stay tuned for Blood Cox, UK. First up, Archie and the Bunkers, Tony, with what is quite frankly a terrifying song. These are Cleveland, Ohio. I'm saying teenage nutters. They might be in their 20s now. We've certainly been hearing about them for a few years, but they were very young when they started. They came to our attention by Dirty Water Records. They are a two-piece drums and keyboard garage punk outfit that are capable of great noise and great shows.
Right.
What is their website?
ArchieandTheBunkers.com.
It's as simple as that. ArchieandTheBunkers.com. All letters. None of this whatever it's called stuff.
Yeah, you can't have an ampersand.
Ampersand, that's it. It's not an ampersand. So Archie, A-R-C-H-I-E, andthebunkers.com. And this is proper scary. This is 122 hours of fear.
as red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
Living dead with rotting tits, no fingers left to pop their zits. Zombie girls tied on the bed, don't need a rubber to fuck the living dead. Dead, 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 dead. Zombie, zombie, zombie horn. Zombie, zombie, zombie horn. Liquid nasty dick in lightning star. Zombie, zombie, zombie horn. Zombie, zombie, zombie horn. I'm trying to get laid and your pants are torn. The graveyard stomp while the girls portray creeping pussy with worms for brains. Got no blood, her tits are green. 70s bush on a living dead fiend. Fiend, 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 fiend. Zombie, zombie, zombie porn. Zombie, zombie, zombie porn. Flesh not dead, not born. Zombie, zombie, zombie porn. Zombie, zombie, zombie porn. Not a lazy disc and lose forlorn. Slobber on balls and blue green dick. Rotting teeth bite off the tip. Dripping ass and rancid. Crazy zombie hookers make you come in your socks. Socks, 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 socks. Zombie, zombie, zombie porn. Zombie, zombie, zombie porn. Like whipping out your dick in a lightning storm. Zombie, zombie, zombie porn. Zombie, zombie, zombie porn. Like trying to get laid in your pants on porn. Zombie, zombie, zombie porn. Zombie, zombie, zombie porn. Zombie, zombie, zombie porn.
You're listening to 50-Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Last week, you made me laugh all the way through the show. This week, it has taken until now when you said, have we started recording yet?
I just didn't know. I really thought we were.
Been chatting about how I was or was not trying to freeze out my lodger. That was Bloodcocks UK and the child-friendly song Zombie Porn.
Yeah.
Bloodcocks UK are the only US band to have never played in the United States. They only play outside the country. Very interesting band. We heard about them via Squid Hat Records. They are based in Las Vegas. What is their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/ Bloodcocks UK.
Oh, nearly. Facebook.com/ Bloody Annie.
Right.
And they're called Bloody Annie, Bloodyannie, because one of the members of the band is called Annie, and they're in Bloodcocks, so it's Bloody Annie. It does make sense. I couldn't work it out before that, but it does make sense now. Anyway, it makes it poorly beaten out. Hang about. We did Archie in the Bunkers, didn't we? That made it 4-3 to you, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But this has just made it 4-all again. Oh, it's another nail biter, Tony.
Blimey.
Anyway, Bloodcocks UK are great. Did I say you were listening to 50-Foot Combo underneath this?
I think so, yeah.
Thanks for doing a great job, etc. Have you got a twat for us?
I do. I know.
Oh, very exciting. This means we get to hear the song as well.
We do.
Right, well, when does that happen? Do we do it now?
Let's do it now.
Twat. It's basically some electronic stuff and a bloke shouting twat in it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like it.
I think it's good. Hopefully he'll grow on Timo.
Hopefully something will grow on Timo.
It'll be fine.
It is Halloween. It might be an extra head.
That's true.
Or the blob.
Right, so thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me. tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, ooh, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats are treated with thanks. Every twat responded to. Can't do the feature without you, and we can't play the theme without the twat.
And we love it.
We do.
When we get a twat.
It's even made even more special by the theme tune. It's like a new. I got the new car smell with it. It's just still nice. It's all right.
I've never known that feeling.
No,
no. I spent my whole life only with old car smells.
Right.
Mine. You always got to show off, haven't you?
Mine smells of horse shit at the minute, so I'm not quite sure how much I'm showing off.
I mean, mine's bad, but it's not that bad.
Yeah. Right. So I've got it's a short twat this week, but Simon Knott's been in touch.
Hello, Simon.
I know. So he says, "Hi, Tony." And he doesn't fuck about Simon. He doesn't really. He cuts to the chase. He says, "Hi, Tony. That unnamed bloke on the Ryanair flight, that racially insulted lady who was sat next to him. Twats don't come much bigger than that."
True.
And then he does remind me that he did actually leave me an iTunes review, so I have got that as well, but I'll read that out later.
We'll save that.
And he says, "Looking forward to meeting you in Feb." Yeah, beat it, Simon. It's booked in. If I'm in the country, I'll be there. I do try to meet the listeners.
Yeah, but you know what? You're going to have to go. You see, you keep having this extra proviso, if I'm in the country.
Yes.
As if you're planning to be away, you just haven't decided where to go yet, so you can avoid meeting Simon Knott.
Well, as you know, it's obviously very much near Portsmouth, or it falls on or around Portsmouth.
It is, yeah, it's just before Portsmouth.
And that means it's just before my birthday. So there's always the outside chance that we have a bit of winter sun that happens. So I do have the proviso that, well, February, sometimes I might be away because it's cold and it's my birthday. But it seldom happens. So a little bit of proviso just in case. Oh, can I?
Yes, you could.
But yeah, so we'll see. But I 99% sure.
I am completely in favour of this twat.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with this twat. He is a twat.
Yes.
And I can't remember what his name was. There was a name. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Dave Racist.
There you go.
Was he called Dave Racist?
He is now.
He is, yeah.
So for being completely out of order on a Ryanair flight, Dave Racist from Racistville, UK,
is a twat. He certainly is. Bad Dave Racist. If you're called Dave and you're a racist, stop listening to this show. We don't want you here.
We really don't.
No. Yeah. Although I have said some choice things about the French and you've mentioned the Spanish. Let's just let that go. Yeah. One last track this week, so hey, why not mention the Germans? Porn Scars. We're loving the Porn Scars. Sorry, they are your German brooders. And we only played them the week before last, having not played them for ages. And then I realised that I'd got them down for our Halloween special, which is why I've left until the end of the show. So you've got as long between Porn Scars as you could possibly have, because I think they were the first track a fortnight ago and the last track this week. So that could almost be four shows in my head.
Okay.
I'm not sure how I worked that out, but anyway, I have done. And hello, Porn Scars. What is... Now, you should know this. They are your German brooders.
Mm.
Das Deutsche Freundliche Super Guten Bogen Nugen. What is Porn Scars' Facebook page?
facebook.com/PornScarsBerlin.
And on this Halloween special, that does make it Tony 5, Paulie being Internet 4. A fabulous win for you, Tony.
Yay.
With your Spanish kitten blood horse. This is Son of a Witch.
Wow, I'm a son of a witch. down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That was Porn Scars, Son of a Witch. That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. By the way, I've just been reminded for no apparent reason of Goldie Looking Chain and that great song they did. I can't remember what it's called, but at the start of it, there's a bit when he says something like, I am a robot. I am going to cover myself in tinfoil and go down the shop and buy 10 fags. I don't know whether you remember, but it's absolutely brilliant. Anyway, no reason to do that. We also haven't mentioned the Duke's Arms this week, Tony.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And I hope they had a good Halloween last week. See what I did there. Mm. Maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry this show.
No, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, that's PODUNK radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra. That's Radio ANDRARA.SE.
Thank you to those two stations for carrying us, and hello to the listeners. Maybe one or two of you can get in touch with us sometime, because we never hear from our online listeners.
We don't.
No, we don't. I might see one or two of you in Oslo this weekend, you never know. Other than that, best luck with the horse.
Thank you very much.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A pug, a pug.
Bunch of guns, yeah.